this party.
Yeah.
This is a party.
Oh, this is a party?
This is a party.
This is quite a party.
All right, folks, come on. This is a party.
After all, this is a party.
Go out there and party.
This is a party, boys. Where's the chips and beer?
2000 party.
Party. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning. Welcome to it.
Bring the party.
Great to be with you. Windy and breezy, if you're just curious. Windy and breezy this morning. Right now, about 53 degrees at your gear day started. And you do got Rick and Patty. Hopefully you had a great weekend. Patty, how was your weekend?
I had a fabulous weekend. Packers win, man.
I saw the Bears. I saw that. And then, man, Texans and the Chiefs last night. The Chiefs lost. They have not in 10 years fallen below 500. So this was big, you know, for a Chiefs fan. I'm not a Chiefs fan, so I'm good to go. I mean, my team never wins anyway. So
wow.
But and you got a nice Seahawks win over the weekend as well.
How about that?
All right, we're gonna work on some Facebook fun, other people's problems coming up in just a little bit. Also Nashville news, and it is our final week for our Luke Combs flyaway. So we'll get you a code coming up this morning at 8:20. Thanks to
Legends. Who doesn't want to go and party in Vegas with Luke Combs?
Anybody and everybody wants to go to see Luke Combs. So we'll give you a chance coming up in just a bit. Let's get your day started, Tri-Cities. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning to you. 1027 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country. 1027 KORD.
Luke Combs, that great flyaway, is coming up at 8:20 this morning. Be ready to play along with us coming up in just a little bit. Thanks to our friends at Legends Casino.
Have you been to Legends lately?
I
love it.
I know you have been lately. You're enjoying some goodies that you got from Legends.
Oh, absolutely. So. And I'm looking forward to, in January, Angela Reyes.
I know. You're super excited about that show.
Johnson Reyes.
It's going to be a great show there. So Legends has got a lot of stuff going on there. They're doing a big, 1960s, like, pop
band. Oh, yeah.
That looks kind of interesting to me. So they are doing lots there at Legends. And we'll give you a chance to fly off to see Luke Combs coming up in just a little bit. All right, Facebook fun to get the day started. What's the best gift you've ever given? What is the best gift you've ever given, Patty?
I would say something homemade, like a dish, you know, like when you go for Thanksgiving and, you know, it's potluck and you bring a dish.
Okay, so that's the best gift you've ever given?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to say for my wife, pink was the big flyaway to Las Vegas.
So, yeah, I'm going to say Rolling Stones for my husband.
Oh.
We went and saw the Stones. I've never seen them.
Okay.
So that was a good gift.
And you did go see him.
Of course.
Yeah. So there, well.
Yeah.
I did buy I know my wife's not up early yet, but I did buy her some concert tickets. And it's one of those people that she will not be taking me because I fell asleep during Dave Matthews. So it's not Dave Matthews tickets. I'm just saying I did buy her some concert tickets.
And you went to a Dave Matthews show and you fell asleep.
Well, I had worked and I tried to explain.
I know. I get it.
I worked all day. I worked 12 hours. And so we went to the Gorge and I just, you know. And so,
I fell asleep at Shania Twain.
Yeah,
so I get it.
It was a long day.
Yeah.
And so she's never forgiven me for falling asleep during the Dave Matthews Band. And I'm like, I was tired. And we were at the Gorge and I just laid down on the lawn and I was out.
Well, isn't it that, like, Dave Matthews Band is like a multi-day experience at the Gorge.
It's like
a three-day thing.
It's a non-stop jam session.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just kept telling her, it's like, I don't recognize any of the songs. It's just, it's all one song to me and it just goes non-stop for Dave Matthews. So I did get her some tickets and she probably will not be taking me this year, but best gift was the pink flyaway to Vegas that I got her a few years ago.
That's a big time. I haven't been to Vegas in forever. That Vegas is an experience. If you've never been, you gotta go.
Absolutely. So there you go. That'll be the Facebook fun. What's the best gift you've ever given? We're curious. We'll do some of your comments coming up. It's Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
You're waking up with the KORD Morning Show, number one for New Country, 1027 KORD. Starting your day the right way with the KORD Morning Show. Number one for New Country. 1027 KORD.
Thanks for keeping the KORD plugged in this morning. 52 degrees, cloudy skies. Coming up, another edition of Other People's Problems.
What's going on?
We'll talk about Xmas lists coming up in just a little bit.
I just got my Christmas shopping done.
Oh, okay.
I just did it over the weekend.
Well, Addison's got quite the situation going on. We'll talk about what her situation is going on with her Christmas list.
Uh-oh.
That's coming up in just a little bit. Now, if you got the KORD mobile app, you can pop that bad boy open. Of course, cloudy skies, windy, breezy for us. And there is wind advisories in effect for Eastern Washington. I know that over the weekend, part of my fence came down.
Did it really?
So we just decided to pull out. We were like, okay, we have a side yard.
Yeah.
And so we decided that fence came down, so we just yanked it out. We're like, okay, that wind. So it's all over eastern Washington. There's going to be a wind advisory all day today. So
we took DJ down to Leslie Groves Park
and
had a great time. I don't know what's going on, but there were kids on bikes playing soccer. Is that a new thing?
I have no idea.
What the heck? Is that the lazy person's version? Get off the bike and kick the ball.
No.
What is going on?
Weren't you ever innovative when you were a kid?
I mean, not like you. Didn't you have a hippity hop?
So we had a hoppity hop. And so we would get on my bike, and then we'd have to chuck the hoppity hop to knock someone off the bike. So my brothers and sisters, we'd be in the yard, and then you chuck that hoppity hop as hard as you could, and you were trying to nail. And then another one.
You take your big wheel on the freeway once?
Oh, yeah, I did that, too.
What the heck?
And then we also, with my BB gun, we would dress in the heaviest clothing that we had.
And then we shot each other.
Yeah, we'd go after each other. So it could put somebody's eye out with that. So
we had rubber band fights.
All right.
Don't do it.
All right, don't do it.
I can't believe we did
that. Don't do it. So yeah, for me, and seeing people on bicycles or with a ball and they're trying to knock, okay, they're being innovative there.
I don't know. DJ, I just know DJ wanted to attack all of that. Anything on wheels, my dog wants to go after. What is that?
Because he's a dog. That's exactly what dogs do. So DJ's having fun. He wants to be part of
the action.
Part of the fun.
Yeah.
So other people's problems coming up in just a little bit. You got Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Fly away. Yes, it's coming for you. 820, our very first code is going to drop this morning. And of course, it's going to be an awesome flyaway. Thanks to our friends at Legends Casino, hotel accommodations, airfare out of Pasco, $500 spending cash five times a day. It's our final week, Patty.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, this is it. The final week for Luke Combs. So if you want to be a part of it, download the KORD mobile app and play along with us. All right, other people's problems this morning brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. Addison has got quite the situation going on. What's going on with Addison?
Rick and Patty, my boyfriend and I got into an argument just this past weekend about Christmas wish lists. He had the nerve to ask me to give him one. Well, this made me mad because he should have been paying attention to the things I mentioned I want during the past year. He should also know what I like by now and be creative and put some kind of effort into getting those gifts. This is what our whole argument was about. He says he has a lot going on and no time to remember it all.
Oh, geez.
Well, the fight started because I told him that shows a lack of effort. My brother told me I need to go easier on my boyfriend. Well, my sister agreed with me. Where do you stand on this? Should I apologize or not? Kids should give lists, not adults. What? Kids should give lists, not adults.
Yeah.
Addison and Kennewick.
I don't know. That sounds a little.
I see.
That sounds like a little entitled to me there, Addison, in terms of,
I feel the same. What? Wow.
What do you mean? You feel the same that Jeff should just know what you want?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if he wants to, you know, what do you want? And I tell him, but he never gets what I want. And, you know, I like, why ask if you're not going to, you know, appease me?
That's
how I feel.
My wife and I go around and around about this. Every year she gives me a list, and anything and everything that's on the list she'll get. And then I like to throw in a couple surprise gifts.
You're a great gift giver.
So she knows she's going to get everything on that list, and then I turn around and I try to throw a couple curveballs her way, you know? And
I just want an electric start.
But, I mean, I do understand.
Or a remote start, you know?
I do understand Addison's part to where, yeah, you should be listening. So I do listen to Megan out through the air. If she says something, oh, I make a note of it. Oh, that'd be a good one. Oh, that'd be a good one. It just depends. Do I think that that's the end all be all? No, absolutely. If someone says, give me a list, I'm going to give you a list. Here's a list of what I'd like.
I never get anything. Like, if he goes to Wisconsin, it's a given that I'll get, like, a Wisconsin Badgers.
Right.
Some type of wear. Wisconsin wear.
I just don't understand the need that men have to be mind readers. I've never liked it. It just tell me what you want, and if you're disappointed, then so be it. But it's like now you and Jeffrey.
I used to be pretty easy. I used to, you know, I was good with, you know, hey, get me an Olive Garden gift card.
Right,
I'm good
with
that.
Right, but you and Jeff are in a different situation because he literally doesn't listen to anything that you say.
You agree. He does not.
He does not. So that's different. At least, you know, my wife knows automatically right now this year. She already knows what some of her gifts are because she gave me a list. So she knows that she's going to get some of those things, exactly what she said, you know. But then, again, a little surprise is always good, too.
And I'll say this, too. My husband does not... if you know, over the weekend, he did kind of a big thing. He retired, and I knew nothing of this.
Yeah, that's so weird. Yeah. Like, your husband's what? Now retired, and he didn't even tell you. That's kind of odd.
I mean, that's kind of a life decision, you know, right? And I'm like, what? Okay.
Well, you know what? Now he's retired. He's going to have plenty of time to spend with you. So there you go. All right.
I think I'm going on vacation.
All right, Addison, we'll do our best to solve this for you. Other people's problems. Okay, 547-KORD, 547-5673. App chat us, what will you do in this situation? Does he have to just know off the top of his head, or does he actually need a list? We're curious what you guys think. Other people's problems, 1027-KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027-KORD.
Susie, it's a bar song, number one for New Country. It's 1027-KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty in the morning. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Windy, breezy for you, about 51 degrees and cloudy skies for you. Well, Patty, today is National Christmas Tree Day. The most popular Christmas tree toppers. What do you think the most popular Christmas
tree? It's got to be a star.
It is a star.
Is it?
Good job on that.
But it's got to be a star. That's what I have.
But number three is a bow at 4%.
What about an angel?
21% put an angel on top.
That's me.
And then 75% have the star. So anybody you know who tops their Christmas tree with something other than an angel, let us know, or a star.
How about a sugar cookie? Some people, have you seen, like, some people do a pickle?
Okay. All right. I don't know. I don't know about that.
Like they drop, you know, you're supposed to drop the ball at New Year's. Yeah. Sometimes in some towns they drop a pickle. I don't know why.
I like the meme where the dog's on top of the tree. Like
that's cool.
That's always, yes. That's hilarious. Yes. So yeah. So do you know someone who tops their tree with something other than an angel or star? Is it funny? Is it weird? Like you said, the pickle thing?
A Christmas present. That'd be cool.
Yeah. What's on top of your tree? We're going to take some calls. 547-5673, 547-KORD. What do you put on the top of your tree? We're curious. Your calls are on the way. 1027-KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country. 1027-KORD.
Morgan Wallen and Chasing You. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you. Right now, about 55 degrees for you, but it is going to be windy and breezy for you today. So
you better secure those garbage cans.
Absolutely. All through eastern Washington, if you're traveling, just be aware of it. It's got a wind advisory in effect. So if you're traveling, and of course, higher elevations, you always get the snow as well. So,
man.
When
I was in Leavenworth, we got the first snowfall.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Well, it is
beautiful.
It is December. I mean,
yeah,
come on.
That's the time of year.
So don't act shocked or anything. You are in December right now in the Columbia Basin. All right. Brand new survey says that most people top their tree with a star, 75%, angel, 21%, and a bow came in at 4%. So we were taking some calls, 547-KORD. I know that our buddy from Hermiston called in.
Darren
and said,
his daughter.
Said a snowman.
Yeah.
Snowman is at the top. I was like, oh, how cute is that? Snowman is at the top there. So, but taking your calls, 547-KORD, and we're curious what is at the top of your tree. I saw that great meme with the dog, which made me laugh. I thought that was hilarious.
Oh, I know.
That made me laugh. Good morning, KORD. What are you topping the tree with? Good morning, KORD.
Oh, there you are.
To pick our tree topper. This year, he has decided that he was going to spend $130 on a Star Wars Death Star tree topper.
Love that. All right, Death Star. I like it.
What, is she married to the guy one studio over?
That's awesome.
Remember he came in with his lightsaber?
Oh yeah, he did. He's like, and this is an authentic lightsaber, and you can't get this lightsaber anywhere else. And then part-time Pete was like, I gotta see that lightsaber. I do remember that. 547-5673-547-KORD. What are you topping the Christmas tree with this year?
I actually had a friend, and she was always, her and her husband are like, they like dark stuff, they like all that kind of stuff.
They actually
have a black Christmas tree, and they decorate it with skulls.
No.
And the tree topper is a skull with a Santa hat. I'm like, that has got to be like, I love it because it's so different and out of the ordinary. But it's so perfect for their family because it's very much their style with, like, the black on black and the skulls and anything not
Christmassy.
Oh, yeah. I like that. That's so weird. Well, I've got some goth friends that are all about Halloween. And then, of course, what is the Nightmare Before
Christmas.
I remember that Tim Burton movie and all that. So people love that.
It's a whole line.
So love this. Keep the calls coming. What do you top that Christmas tree with? More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
Starting your day the right way with the Cord Morning Show. Number one for new country. 1027 KORD.
You number one for new country. It's 1027 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Good morning. 810 right now, 55 degrees, cloudy skies. We just had Michael come in and tell us that his tree topper is Tasmanian Devil.
Did you see it? It had a jacket on.
It had a leather jacket on. Had a sweet leather jacket on. Looks super cool. Also, thank you so much. We've got an app chat, too. Tree topper we use as a Mickey Mouse and a Santa outfit. So, love these tree toppers.
That's really cool.
Yeah, if you've got a unique tree topper, keep them coming right there on the KORD mobile app. And again, adding to our list, the number one, of course, being a star. Number two is the angel. And number three was, surprisingly, a bow. But there are other tree toppers, and we had some calls in, like a Death Star from Star Wars, different things like that. Well, if you got the KORD mobile app, another chance at that Luke Combs flyaway. It's our final week. That's coming up here in just a little bit. Also, GWA, that final striping's going on right now for the next couple days. So that is going to be a little bit, you know.
I see that. Yep, I drive it almost every day.
Yeah, a little traffic headache for you this morning. So be aware of that. And the most relaxed city. Where is that, Patty? Where's the most relaxed city? Is it Pasco? Is it Kennewick?
It's not one of the Tri-Cities.
It's not.
Believe it or not.
That's because we're...
It's not.
That's because we're just nervous Nellies over here. So you can check out that. It's got it posted for you on the station mobile app. Is it on the coast?
It's on the west side.
Is it on the coast, though? Because to me, you'd be chilling.
Somewhat.
You'd be chilling on the west coast. I mean, on the west, on the coast. You'd be chilling, right?
Yeah.
So, all right. And so you can check out those articles and more. Also, oh, before we go for that, too, Dollar Tree. I love this.
The BLM offering $1 one tree holiday savings. So this is throughout Washington and Oregon. You can get a Christmas tree for just $1.
I love it. So get more details about that. I know we haven't got our tree yet. We're going to go over to Natchez and pick ours up over the weekend.
Oh, very cool.
In the forest. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're going to chop. Yeah.
Are you chopping it down?
Oh yeah, I'll go with Megan. We'll chop it down. Absolutely. That was one of my favorite things to do with my foster dad was chopping down the Christmas tree.
And put it on top of the car to get home?
Yeah. So where I lived, back where I grew up on the Grand Ronde River, we were near Field Springs State Park. So there
you could go into the state park. Well,
that's exactly what you're doing. Yeah, with the $5 thing.
Yeah, the permit that you get.
Yeah, you got to go to the places where they can tell you can go, of course.
Yes.
But anywhere near there, we were able to get our tree. And so I remember that growing up as a kid. So more details about that dollar one tree deal. That's pretty cool. You can check it out now on the station mobile app. And I know around the corner of the holidays, a lot of people get frustrated with their weight. Well, we're going to take care of you weight-wise because Tri-City's weight loss is there for you.
That's right. You want to give them a call at 509-410-0670. Ashley and Dr. Lopez will get you all set up. Rick, I'm down like 58 pounds.
It's crazy. You're like 2 pounds away.
I'm 2 pounds away from my goal.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. If you want to lose 20 to 30 pounds in about a month or two, guess what? Tri-City's Weight Loss does it for you. No counting points, no calories, no exercising. None of it. You follow the food list. That's it. There's a food list. You follow it. You lose the pounds.
And your energy level comes back.
Yes,
and
it
then
does.
Some.
Yes,
and
it
then
does.
Some. So call them 509-410-0670. Online, you'll want to visit tricitiesweightloss.com.
Just let them know that Rick and Patty sent you.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country. 1027 KORD.
Home number one for new country. It's 1027 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Right now, windy breezy for you, 55 degrees. And the code for Luke Combs is 714 right now. 714. Great flyaway all the way to Vegas, Patty.
Did you say 714?
That's right. 714. 714. It is our final week of our Luke Combs flyaway. And big thank you again to Legends Casino. You want to be a part of it. Again, the code is going to be 714 on the KORD mobile app. All right. Addison's got quite the situation going on in other people's problems. What's going on with Addison this morning?
Well, personally, to me, she seems entitled.
Oh,
she said she and her boyfriend got into an argument just over the weekend about Christmas wish lists. And she goes, he had the nerve to ask me to give him one. made me upset because he should have been paying attention all year long. I've been mentioning things. Well, he should also know what I like by now and be creative and, you know, put some effort into getting these gifts for me. That's what the whole argument.
Come on now.
She goes, my brother told me I need to go easier on my boyfriend, but my sister agrees with me. Where do you stand on this? Should I apologize or not? Kids should give lists, not adults. Addison in Kennewick.
A lot of people are chiming in, and Addison, for some reason, I don't think it's going to go your way already. So well, what are people saying?
Right from the top. Are you 13? You'd be mad if he got you something he thought you wanted. I specifically told my husband once what store and aisle. Men are not psychic.
Michelle, I love you. Exactly. Just tell me what you want. Right. Alicia says, you're kidding, right? Just give him the dang list. Actually, cut him loose and do him a favor. If this is a hill you're willing to die on, he deserves to move on, not waste more time. Men don't operate the same as women, unfortunately. At least he's asking for an assist instead of just guessing and risking making you mad or hurt. That was the effort from Alicia. There you go.
Carrie says, I'd be careful. You might end up with nothing. I always ask. There's a lot going on. He might need his memory jogged. Be thankful that you're getting something.
Yeah, Vicky says, my husband and I have been together for 20 years. We still give each other lists. Just because you mentioned it like something 11 months ago doesn't mean you want it for Christmas. There's things he doesn't mention until you give him a list. The list is also not the only thing we go off. It gives you an idea. Why is that a fight with you? That's absolutely silly, and you make an issue over it. That's from Vicky.
Alicia says, you are kidding, right? Yeah. And Shannon says, you're fighting over something so trivial. Give him the list.
Barbie says he needs a new girlfriend.
Oh.
One that appreciates that he cares enough to ask.
Yeah. Tina says, grow up. Yeah. He wants to make sure he makes you happy on Christmas.
Deborah says, wow, that's not how Christmas works.
Check out Amy. Oh, my God, you're wrong. Tell him what you want. Men, for the most part, don't take hints. Mine doesn't. See, I'm the same way with Jeff. He doesn't listen.
Yeah. Janet says, you're immature. Aaron says, sounds like all the women in this family are B-words. Oh, geez.
Look at Deborah. Wow, that's not how Christmas works. Yeah, look at that.
Devlin says, you're petty, selfish. I feel sorry for him. Grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I will talk from a guy's perspective on this show, and yes, we need the assist. Drop as many hints as humanly possible.
And you're a great gift giver, Rick.
I don't know about that.
You are.
I don't know about that. Well, because I was an awful boyfriend at the beginning. So I remember because I told you about the John Tesh. I went home. So I had just met Megan. I'll tell the story again. I just met Megan. We met in like November, and it was our first Christmas together, and I didn't know what to get her, or I wasn't. I mean,
you don't know. You're newly dating.
So I had this iPod. She didn't ask for it, but I think she wanted a mini iPod at the time. So I just happened to have one, and I gave it to her, not realizing that I had gotten it from the John Tesh show, where it was engraved with his logo. And so I went home after we talked about it last week, and I asked Megan, I said, hey, did you ever flip that iPod open to see John Tesh, you know, his name? She goes, no. She goes, I never noticed. She goes, I never noticed.
She never even knew.
Nope, never noticed it. Never noticed it. But still to me, and so I always felt like
John Tesh gives good gifts.
Yeah, he gave a little iPod to me, yeah, back in the day. And so it was one of those things where I just have felt guilty all these years about, you know, that I should.
Well, you were gifted.
So now I make the gifts, you know, at least I try to make things. The thing for my wife, she's not emotional. That is the trick. So, you know, some people can give a gift and it's so emotional and they start crying and you're like, wow, that's a good gift. And she don't skip a beat.
I don't even know what to get my husband this year. I don't.
Well, he's retired.
Come on. How about that gift?
He's going to get a mug that says I'm retired. Get him a coffee mug.
You know
retired.
What? I should. There is one. There's a mug that's in our break room over at the other place that says I'm a big effing deal.
Yeah. There you go. Wrap that up. Regift it.
Woody didn't take that with him.
Regift that.
I know.
All right, Allison. We did our best to solve it for you. 100% of people are against you. So if you were looking for a little sympathy, you didn't find it from this crowd. Not from this crowd.
Not today.
It's other people's problems. You can still chime in. You can still call us. 547-KORD. App chat us what you would do in the situation. Facebook us. Let us know you got Rick and Patty. KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.